Hello and welcome to Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers podcast, your number one podcast for women reclaiming their life by healing mother wounds and stepping into their power. In this episode, is it true apology or manipulation with your narcissistic mother? You will learn the five factors that determine an apology and how to tell the difference between a real apology or another manipulation by your narcissistic mother. I'm Mathilde and I'm your host. I'm an inner transformation mentor supporting women reclaiming their fullness through the 1-on-1 10 weeks program and through Reclaim Your Fullness online community. To know more about these offerings, check the links in the description or sign up to our newsletter. Does your mother seem different from other narcissistic mothers because she says sorry to you? This is something that can cause quite a bit of confusion. So do her apologies leave you confused and maybe feeling guilty that you even wanted an apology in the first place? Are you unsure if it is a real apology or just another form of manipulation by her? It can be tricky to distinguish a real apology from another form of manipulation from your narcissistic mother. So in this episode, I want to share how you can tell the difference. There are five factors that determine a real apology, and we'll get to that. But first, I want to speak to a question that I receive very often by listeners and clients. And it is, does the fact that my mother apologizes to me mean she's not narcissistic? So I want to take a moment to answer here and bring some clarity to this. First of all, it is not about giving a formal diagnosis to your mother. As for that, you would need a professional who can do that. So you can't do that by yourself, and you can't do that by just listening to podcasts. That is not the point. But what is important to understand is that any self-absorbed behavior your mother has that leaves her only considering her own needs and emotions and completely disregarding yours in the process is a display of narcissistic behavior. And such behavior has an impact on you and your life, especially considering that if she is behaving like this now, she was likely behaving the same when you were a child, causing you to carry trauma in your system today. So that is the important thing. It's not so much as, well, does my mother fit all the criteria to get a full-on diagnosis in narcissism? That is not the point. The point is the impact that her entitled, self-absorbed, victim maybe behaviors, or actually outright abusive behaviors, have had on you and still have on your life today. For example, if you're feeling guilty after your mother apologizes to you, so something happens that she has done that has triggered you, hurt you, that's not on, you've decided, okay, this is something I have to set a boundary on, maybe it made you angry, and after this behavior, your mother actually apologizes to you. And you feel guilty. At this point, you feel guilty for having even expressed this to your mother, because you see, like, the woman actually apologized to you. So there's like this immediate guilt that happens in your system. So that is a sign that she has trained you to feel responsible for her emotions. And also she has trained you to feel guilty about expressing your own needs. An apology comes after a behavior that has hurt another person, right? That's what an apology is. So if she's apologizing to you, this means she has done something to hurt you in some way, and that also you have expressed this to her in some way. Your reaction, either explicitly or maybe not, maybe you just got upset and went away, whatever happened, but your reaction expressed to her that she's done something that somehow hurt you or that was not on. And this can happen even in the best of relationships, so it's all good here. Someone does something that hurts another and then apologizes because that first person understands, oops, I've done something that was not on. I'm going to say sorry. But where it all goes to show the fact that something is not okay is the guilt you end up feeling if she apologizes. If you had not been taught to feel guilty about hurting your mother's feelings with your needs, you would just accept the apologies, or maybe not, but that would be that. It'd be your decision. Okay, I accept your apology. Thank you. I see that you got the point. Or maybe you could say that the apology is not enough and still be upset if it was something really extremely hurtful. That's your choice. But that would be that. There wouldn't be guilt connected to that. A narcissistic mother will train her children to feel responsible for her from the very beginning with statements such as, "You hurt me when you behave in such a way." Or, "Why would you do that to me?" Or things like, "No one cares about me. You are the only one who does. Don't ever leave me." Or, "What will I do when you grow up and go away? I will probably die alone." Or, "You think this hurt you? Can't you see how much it hurts me?" And so on. These are just a few examples of a long, long, long list of statements and behaviors that you may have experienced in your life from your narcissistic mother that have trained your system to feel that you are responsible for her emotionality, that you are the person that has to make sure she's okay, that you are the one designated to tend to her needs instead of your own. And I do have episodes on enmeshment, when there's a strong enmeshment between mother and daughter, which happens often with narcissistic mothers. That is like one of the aspects, this guilt. Anytime that there's that you follow your own needs or your own feelings instead of hers. So however this has been expressed in your personal experience, the guilt that follows an apology by your mother is a sign that she has trained you to feel responsible for her and to feel bad about expressing your needs. And you still carry that responsibility inside of you, which feeds the shame of believing you're a bad daughter or a bad person for having even looked for an apology from your mother in the first place, as if the very fact of actually looking for your mother to say sorry to you made you a bad daughter. And if you're feeling like that and you're there nodding, go, "Wow, yeah, that's actually how I'm feeling," I want you to know, first of all, you're not alone in this. This is something I encounter all the time in my work. And it's also, I've been there. If you followed this podcast for a while, you know the guilt has been one of the main challenges in my own relationship with my mother and my narcissistic grandmother, both of them. It's quite a tool of control. So, and we're trained from a very, very young age, from the very beginning of our childhood, to feel like this. So none of this is your fault, and you're not alone in this. This is really important. I want you to hear that. Now, for the purpose of this episode, though, this tells you nothing about the present moment, as in, it tells you about how you've been brought up, but what about now? Was her latest apology real or just another manipulation? So let's go a little bit deeper into this. What is an apology, first of all? So an apology is defined as a regretful acknowledgement of an offense or failure, okay? So meaning the person apologizing recognizes, because there's that word, regretful, okay, recognizes that they have done something to hurt you or something to offend you, which requires their acknowledgement of the fact. They need to say, "I've done this and I'm sorry." That's it. So now, an apology as an expression of regret of what one has done means they're admitting to it, okay? Therefore, they're accepting your feedback, meaning, if you told your mother, "Look, that was not on, that hurt me, please don't do that again," that's feedback for her. So by definition, an apology, it means that person has to accept that feedback from you. But it's still just a bunch of empty words if there's no commitment to change the behavior which has offended, okay? That is really, really important. So all of this to say, an apology counts for nothing if it isn't followed by a change in behavior, or at the very least, a commitment to change in behavior. Sometimes, I mean, we can make mistakes more than once, and that's okay. We're all humans, but the intention, okay, that's what we're looking for here. So let's say I give you like an apparently silly example, but I think it brings some clarity to it. If I step on your foot, okay, I'm stepping on your toes and I'm hurting you, and you tell me that it hurts. So there's a feedback coming to me saying, ow, it hurts, you're hurting me, you're on my foot. So I can say, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to step on your foot. But does my apology count if I keep pressing on your foot with mine and continue to hurt you? No. Of course not. You'll probably get angry at me. You'd be like, will you just remove? Okay, you said sorry, that's fine, but take your foot off, will you? That's fair enough, okay? So that's the apology in itself counts for nothing if it's not followed by a change in behavior. Now, let's bring it back to narcissistic mothers. So in the case of narcissistic mothers, they can actually use the apology as a form of manipulation, and we're going to go through the following ways. And when we're looking at the different factors that determine an apology, you will see that a change of behavior is one of the important ones. So when is it not an apology and it is actually a form of manipulation? When the apology is a way to guilt trip you. So your mother can say something, I said I'm sorry. How can you still hold it against me? Like making you the bad person. Because she, the poor soul, she has apologized and you're still upset at her. How dare you? Or she can say something, I'm sorry I hurt you. I am so sorry I'm not a better person. I am so sorry I'm not a better mother. And that's already actually denying the possibility that she will ever make an effort to change. She's already telling you not only that you're a bad person because you're trying to force her into something she's not, but also that poor her, she can't actually be better than what she is because that's just the way she is. So there's never going to be a change in behavior there. So that's the guilt tripping form. Then they can use an apology as a hoovering, so as a way to get you back in, maybe after you set a strong boundary. So she may have done something that really upset you, and you just, let's say, went temporarily no contact with her. Or you set a boundary that was really strong, like, you won't see your grandchildren anymore if you keep behaving like that, or something like that. So you're going through with your boundary. So when a narcissistic mother tries to hoover you back in, it means your boundary is actually working. And so they're trying to find a different way to get you back in. And so she could say something, I only did that because I love you so much. Can't you see that I'm doing all of this for you? So what, I made a mistake, but actually I was doing it for you ultimately because I love you that much. So it's like it becomes a form of love bombing, if you want, and in a way trying to get you back in. So yeah, they've said sorry, but does it really matter? Like, clearly it's a way to scoop you right back in and have your boundary not counting anymore. The next way is making a show of being a victim in front of others. So they can say sorry to you, and then you'll notice that they'll be going around telling other people how, I mean, I've said sorry and she's still not forgiving me, or she still has that silly boundary, or she's still not answering my calls and whatever, and making you look like the bad person. So her apology ultimately is just a way, another mean to triangulate and make you look like the bad person. And another way they can use an apology is as a form of gaslighting. So this is when they use an apology to confuse you and leave you second guessing your boundaries, maybe, and even the fact that you got hurt or angry in the first place. So after she's done her apology speech, you end up feeling something like, poor mom, she really didn't mean it. Maybe it was me that got, you know, maybe I'm too sensitive. Maybe I was a little bit too harsh with her after all. Maybe I'm a bad daughter and I got angry for nothing. And you are the one that by the end nearly actually feel like you are the one that should apologize to your mother. And you So she's got you right confused and completely invalidated everything that you felt in the first place. Okay? So all of these are the ways a narcissistic mother can actually use an apology in order to manipulate you and actually bring it back to fill her own tanks, to actually get her needs met, and completely disregarding yours. So how can you tell when it is actually a real apology, if that ever happens? Personally, I've yet to hear a real apology from my mother, but that's very personal to my own experience. And can it happen? Can there be a moment where they truly mean it and they truly apologize? Of course it can. Again, there can also be a thing that in that moment, they may even mean it in that moment. But again, there's all these factors that we're going to talk about now that are essential for that to actually be a real, meaningful apology that actually counts, that's actually going to make the difference rather than just empty words that are spoken in the moment. So let's go through the five factors that determine a real apology. Number one, recognition. So this is where she recognizes the behavior that hurt you. She acknowledges and validates how it made you feel. So there's no gaslighting, there's no guilt tripping, there's none of that. There is an actual, oh, I see I've done that, and I see how that makes you feel. And for that, I am sorry. And this is actually really important for all of you that have asked me, so how do I behave differently than my mother towards my own children? You know, how am I going to be a different mother than a narcissistic mother? I mean, amongst the different elements of it, there is the apologizing. Apologizing is really, really, really key, because we know from experience that a narcissistic mother doesn't apologize, not for real. Most of it is manipulation, if ever those words are even spoken at all. So for you listening, this can also be helpful within that. So for your own personal, it's helpful to recognize if it's a real apology by your mother, but it can also be helpful into, okay, how do I know that I have truly apologized to this other person or to my child or whatever, and I'm not repeating the cycle. So again, first factor is recognition. Recognizing the behavior that has hurt the other person and acknowledging and validating how it made the other person feel. So if your mother is doing that, that's a first step towards a real apology. Second factor, a clean apology. So this is expressing the apology without trying to justify herself in the process. I'm sorry, full stop. When it becomes, I'm sorry, but that's where it's not a clean apology anymore. I'm sorry, but I thought you wanted me to clean your house. I'm sorry, but I was doing it for you. I'm sorry, but you know, that's just the way I am, and like, I can't change. I am sorry, but whatever follows that but, that is justification. And that, it's not a clean apology anymore. Because when she's justifying, then she's not apologizing anymore. She's giving you the reasons why ultimately she's right in what she's done. Number three, clear change of behavior. We said that. If an apology that doesn't have a clear change of behavior following, or at the very least a very clear commitment in changing behavior, it's a bunch of empty words. So this is a commitment to not repeating the same behavior again. So if she went into rage at you and she started shouting at you at a family meal and you decided, okay, that's it. No, I'm not taking this anymore. And then after a few days, she gets back to you and she's apologizing. And you're like, okay, you give her the benefit of doubt. Maybe it's a clear apology. She's recognizing her behavior. She doesn't seem to be justifying herself. We'll see how that goes. But then the next family gathering or the next time that you get to see her and you say something that's your opinion or whatever, she blows up again in your face. Well, then there you go. Okay, so a clear change of behavior, or at the very least a clear commitment. And we'll go into what does that mean? So the next factor, number four, is receiving feedback. Openness to receive feedback on the same behavior in future without taking it personal. So with the example of exploding in your face at a family gathering, maybe she's committed to never do it again. And lo and behold, it actually happens again. But she's open, and you stand up and you say, "Mom, you're doing it again, and I need you to know that that's not on." And she goes, oh God, right, yes, I'm sorry, I committed never to do it again, thanks for your feedback, I really am taking it all in, and I'm not gonna do it again. Well, then that's a really good sign. Again, we can all make mistakes, we can all repeat something by accident and by patterns, but when we recognize it, that's important. But if you give her feedback and she blows up even more and she makes even more drama, that's a very clear sign. And then factor number five is the story consistency. So meaning you won't hear different version of the story that your mother went and told others after apologizing with you. Remember what we said earlier? When she wants to make a show of being a victim in front of others, so her apology is actually just to build the story that she said sorry to you, but you're still behaving in whichever which way. If you're beginning to hear that from others, that yes, she said sorry to you, but actually when she's talking to others about the fact, she's still talking about it in the same terms, that she really understood what she did and that she was really sorry and that she's working to change that, and that you're in negotiations on this and it's done from a respectful way, that is a sign of, yeah, that's actually, there's something real happening here. Maybe there's still a little bit of victimhood. Maybe there's still a little bit of neediness to go and tell other people. But there's some good grounds to believe that this may be a good apology, a real apology. So let's recap for a moment. So first factor, recognizing the behavior and acknowledging and validating how it made you feel. Second, clean apology, so no justifications, no explanations, just I'm sorry, full stop. Third, clear change of behavior. Four, openness to receiving your feedback in the future. And fifth, story consistency. No triangulation, none of that. She's consistent with the fact that she said sorry to you and that she deserved that apology, full stop. If these five factors are there, then that's a real apology. If they're not, then it is not. So if these five factors are present in the moment, so let's say your mother has finally apologized to you for something and you've realized now, okay, all these five things are present. Yes, so that was an actual apology from my mother. Does that mean she was never narcissistic with you? Only you know the history of your relationship with your mother and the impact it has had on your life until now. So if her apology makes you, despite it being like real and all of that, if you still feel guilty, if you still second guess yourself, if that's still happening to you, well, that is a sign that there have been behaviors by her possibly in the past that are causing you to feel like this today within this scenario. So despite her apology to be fine, there's still that to be unpacked, and that is your part of the work. You are the only one that can unpack those layers of guilt that you carry inside and the shame that is underneath it. I actually have an episode on this podcast on the topic of guilt, and I will share the link in the description of this one episode so you can have a listen after this. Now, I do always say that change is always possible, and at the same time managing your expectations is very, very important, because otherwise you're going to get very hurt, likely. It's very unlikely that an out and out narcissistic person or mother will come and sincerely apologize unless there has been like a serious amount of work been done. Like, a narcissist can recover. They can actually cop on to their behavior. And do inner work just as you're doing and actually unpack what they've done, take responsibility, swallow their pride and do all of that. It's very rare. But it does happen and it can happen. So this is important. Manage your expectations. Keep an open mind. Do not go setting boundaries in the hope and expectations that your mother will cop on and apologize. Do them for yourself, to protect yourself, to actually live a good life, regardless of what your mother does or does not. This episode is actually, the intention of this episode is to offer clarity so that you can actually just realize that even though your mother has apologized, there may be a good percentage of possibility that that apology is worth pretty much nothing. And so there's no need for you to feel guilty about that. You are okay with your boundary. You are okay with whatever made you feel the way it made you feel. You are okay to trust your gut instinct, and you're also okay to protect yourself. You're okay to protect your maybe your own family and all of that. All of that is allowed, okay, perfectly within your rights. And if she wants to go down with a victim story, or if she wants to use apologizing as a way to loop you back in, you are okay to set yet another boundary. So if none of these factors that I quoted earlier are present in an apology, then you can assume it is a very clever way to get you back into the loop of her control, invalidating your feelings and the point you've made with your boundaries. So if your emotions are invalidated, if your reasons are criticized and ridiculed, if she justifies her behavior and somewhat flips it around to be either your fault or someone else's fault, if she says sorry but then does it all again as if nothing ever happened, if she apologizes to you in your face but then goes on and tells other people another story, then it was not a real apology. It was just another way to manipulate you and get her needs met, which is what likely happens with a mother with narcissistic tendencies and with an outright narcissistic mother. That's what they do. They use an apology as a way to somehow gaslight you, guilt trip you, invalidate your feeling, get you back in the loop of control and get their needs met. So I hope this offers some clarity on this topic. You are welcome to share your experience in the comments, and you're also welcome, if you have further questions, to send me an email at mathilde@womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me. And yes, check the links in the description for the boundary setting roadmap. That's there. It's free for you to download and to help you with setting boundaries. There are links to the community and to the one-on-one program for you to check out if you feel called to, and also links to the related episodes that you can listen after this, just to keep learning more on this topic and empower yourself in reclaiming your life more and more every day. So with that, I'm gonna send you lots of love. Wish you a wonderful week. Bye for now.